Communication network. By network, we mean channels through which messages pass from one person to another. When we talk of messages going from one person to another, there are various channels by which messages can go from one individual to another. Now, communication networks. We are continuing with communication networks. The pathways along which information flows in groups and teams. We just discussed few slides back that when information goes from subordinate to top management, vice versa, or horizontal communication, there could be a group of people, there could be one person talking to another, maybe a subordinate talking to a top management, but we talk of ideally all the people in an organization. So, of course, it could be individual, it could be groups, it could be a conference whereby 15 people are attending that conference. So, it depends on the situation. Choice of communication network depends on nature of the group tasks, the extent to which the group members need to communicate with each other to achieve goals. That means, let's take, I have to give a presentation. We have clients coming down from Singapore. Now, the best way to give a presentation would be through PowerPoint slides. Of course, we then will interact, communicate, clarify the doubts. But in terms of a presentation, the best way is through PowerPoint slides. And we can express through the slides, we can probably show diagrams. And if possible, if it's not a high-end product, depending on what the product is, also give a sample. So ideally, when you talk of actually communicating, the channel matters. And the network, as we say, various ways to reach out to others. Very important. Types of network. When we say centralized, as the word suggests, centralized network, one person. Through that one person, information is going to the others. And through the others, it comes back to him. So, for example, subordinate. So, for example, top management to subordinate. So, it goes from level A to level B, C, D. Now, when you talk of centralized network, it is effective for simple problems. What ideally is a disadvantage here? That all the burden comes to one person. Because A gives instructions to B. B will give those instructions to C. And C will give those instructions to D. But ideally, A has taken this decision. A wants certain tasks to be done in a certain manner. So, all the burden ideally is on him. And by the time what A has said, it reaches D, there will be a lot of changes in that message. A few aspects may be edited. So, that's where the actual issue lies. But as we are saying, it is effective for simple problems. When you talk of decentralized, decentralized, as the word suggests, decentralized. So, every member has access to others' ideas. When you talk of decentralized, it gives the participants a feeling of self-determination and provides more socio-emotional satisfaction. Why? Even if I am in no way actually getting an opportunity to talk to the person at top management, but if ideally, we follow a decentralized network. We have access to interacting with the person at top management. Why? Because the way of functioning of that organization is that everyone can have access to the other person to interact. So that gives you a lot of confidence and determination. It's not that you hardly get an opportunity to interact with somebody at top management. So it is also in a manner whereby your self-confidence can increase. It is also in a manner whereby you feel content that I'm working in a place whereby I can approach one and all. Of course, very often we can also say if one cannot approach, it's also due to time constraint. Very often people at top management may not have the time due to a lot of work, due to delegation of tasks which has to be done, coordination, interacting, putting forward ideas and views. coordination, as in, for example, the director has to meet the marketing manager, production manager, finance manager. So it all has to be put in place so that a meeting can take place. We now discuss centralized network. As the word suggests, all the information is passed through a central position, centralized. That means you have an individual who is a leader and all the information goes through him. Let's take chain. When we talk of a chain, ideally if this is a chain, you have this person who heads the civil force. He will give instructions to B. B will give the same instructions to C. And so on. Now what is one major aspect out here? That all the burden ideally is on him. Because whatever he communicates, that is put forward to the others. Information is given by him, but the others pass it on. One very important aspect here is that by the time the information reaches the person at this level F, there may be a lot of points which may be missed out on. There may be some miscommunication too. But this person takes the lead. That's what chain means. We now go to Y network. Here we have person A. He is giving instructions simultaneously to C and D. This is the Y network. For example, someone who is actually heading, say, a department. When you talk of Y network, ideally, someone who's, say, a zonal manager, he is heading the zone. He is heading that zone or region. What he does is, he decides to meet the local managers. He calls for a meeting and he is giving both of them the information. So Y network. So the person takes the lead. Whom are we talking of ideally? When we talk of Y network, information is going to sit two people at the same time. That is why it's called Y. Now why is this centralized? Because he is a zonal manager. He is giving information to two local managers at the same time. Then we go to the wheel. This is the wheel. And these are the spokes of the wheel. Now here, this is the person who is heading the police department. What does he ideally do? He communicates to one and all. That means he communicates to B, C, D, E. But there is little or no communication with the spokes. That means B does not interact with C. B does not interact with D. So that's where it is centralized. Wheel network. Alright. So as we just discussed, the chain. One person passes information to others down with the line of hierarchy. As we said, the person at the top management level, so hierarchy, who then pass it further down their own chain of authority. So it's a chain. So from one person to another, it allows only vertical movement and is hierarchical. That means message goes up and down only through upward and downward communication. That's why we are talking of hierarchical. There is no open door communication. Now, what is the advantage of the chain network? There is a leader at the top of the hierarchy. That's one aspect. Yes, it is useful for tasks that have to be performed within a given span of time and without any deviation. You will have a person who will look into discipline, say as far as time is concerned. You cannot extend the deadline. You will have a person who will constantly monitor and guide. So there will be no deviation. And all the people will put in the effort to ultimately achieve that. What is a disadvantage? Loss of information by editing at every level. That is bound to happen. person at the bottom may feel isolated and less motivated. Why? Because that person who is at say level F, which we just discussed, maybe have no opportunity to interact with level B or A. So the person feels less motivated, maybe at times demotivated, that sense of isolation that I cannot interact or I am not getting the opportunity to interact when maybe I would want to express my views to the person at that level. So that can be the disadvantage. The Y network. Messages move vertically between subordinate and supervisors. That's why when we draw the alphabet Y, it is going from here to back here and from here to back here. We just discussed the Y alphabet, right? Now, it includes an example of formal communication within an hierarchy. That's why when you have people who say head a department, when you have someone who's actually the head of say a particular department who's looking into various aspects since he heads the department. So between subordinates and superiors. It is somewhat less centralized than wheel, but more centralized than some of the other patterns. Here you can also take the police force. Why? Because you have a police, an inspector investigating a particular crime. So what happens? Interaction between subordinates and superiors, because his subordinates are constantly coming back to him, giving him information, any developments, any more information, proof. Then they get back to their work, get to doing more investigation, then they come back to him to give the information. So one aspect is police force. So what is that person who is the leader there? He is getting information from various sources. So why? Wheel. When you talk of a wheel, ideally, if this is the wheel, we said this is the center of the wheel, which we showed you through a diagram, the spokes, right? So in wheel network, centralized position of a leader who is the only one who can send messages to all the members. Now, decisions can be made quickly, but group morale is low. Why? Since others do not take an active part in decision making. Again in wheel, you have the center person. All these spokes which we just showed you, there is no or minimum interaction between them. So whatever information you give, whatever views, suggestions you give, you're not involved in the decision making process. Thus, that can demotivate you. See, when anybody is a part of an organization, it is very important to also make yourself feel that my decision is taken into consideration. But that happens gradually depending at what level one is. Because even if our ideas and views are accepted, that is one step. Then the next step is decision making. See, if you're part of a team and you're involved in the decision making process, so depends at what level and where. The leader may feel important. Yes, the leader will feel important. Because it is entirely in his hands. He is the one who is actually managing the show. Decentralized. As we say decentralized, it is the opposite of centralized. That means various people have access to others' ideas. If I'm a subordinate, I have the ability to interact with the person at the top management. I'm not the immediate subordinate. I'm a subordinate. When I say immediate subordinate, means a person who's a director and his immediate subordinate. I don't come at that level. I am at a different level. But when I talk of decentralized, maybe I have the ability to interact with the person at top management. When you talk of decentralized, it is effective when the task requires the group to perform varied operations in a complex problem. Why? Why would decentralized work? Various people get together. Their ideas are put forward. They come up with an effective solution since it is a complex problem. So a group of people get in to solve that problem. Two types of decentralized network: circle and all channels. It gives up the participants a feeling of determination and socio-economic satisfaction. we continue with decentralized network. When you talk of circle, the circle has no leader. Here there's total quality. Take for example, this is a circle. You have A, B, C, D, E, and F. What ideally do we mean by decentralized communication as far as circle is concerned? A can communicate to B, A can communicate to F, but A cannot communicate to D. So, in its own way, if you go to see, A and B can have a wonderful rapport. They can have access to each other's ideas and views. A and F can have access to each other's ideas and views. And whatever ideas and views A and B have, it can be put forward to C, but only through B. So when you talk of circle network, it is extremely important that there is no leader, decentralized, as we say. Centralized has a leader, decentralized, no leader. Each member of the circle has exactly the same authority or power. That's why I told you B can have that authority or power to influence C. Of course, what B puts forward to C may be B's individual thought process or through ideas put forward by A. When you talk of circle network, the main problem is that information moves slowly and might be distorted. However, the morale is high because everyone takes part in decision making. When information goes through from one person to another, it can move slowly. There may be a distorted message or a delay in message, but ideally, one important aspect is that everyone contributes in a circle. Everyone gives their ideas, views, and suggestions in a circle. So, the morale ideally is high. That is what circle network is about. The all channel network. When I talk of all channel network, the all channel or star pattern is like the circle in that all members are equal. That's why we are saying all channel. That means you take a group. If you're working towards a certain project, everyone is considered equal. There is no sort of indifference towards the other person. Except that each member may communicate with any other member. So when you talk of all channel, all members are equal, that's one aspect. They have the same amount of power to influence others. So, as we said, no indifference, that ability to coordinate and work effectively when you talk of all channel network. Now, this pattern allows for the greatest member participation. Since the word says all channel, that means every member has the freedom to express, participate, inform, advise, communicate, all of this. And when you talk of all channel network, communication through these networks occurs often, but not face to face. I guess, for example, you take audio video conferencing. You have, say, the director sitting in the Bangalore office. There are 5 people here in the Bombay office. All 5 of them are giving their inputs to the director. All 5 of them are freely expressing their views, ideas for a particular aspect. All 5 of them have the ability to interact effectively and convey. That's what we mean by all channel network. Even though they're not face to face, they're linked by a telecommunication system. When we talk of audio video conferencing, teleconferencing, they're connected. Messages may be written in informal memos or in formal letters and reports. When you talk of written communication, then it can come through memo. Memo is a form of communication within the organization, for people within that organization. And when you talk of formal letters, then it could be an email and report, which is submitted from subordinate to top management. Wheel pattern. When we talk of the wheel pattern, it is supposed to be ideally one of the most effective patterns of communication. Now, why is wheel better than say Y network or any other network or say chain network? When you talk of wheel, at least as we discussed before, there is enough communication between A to B and A to F. So, communication going on from all sides. And what we figure out when there is wheel communication, ideally what A has said can also reach to E. Why? Through this communication, the wheel pattern. So, it is considered effective. When we talk of computer mediated communication, of course today technology has been a boon to us. When you talk of computer mediated communication, a good deal of information which used to be limited and controlled was a source of power is now freely available. When you talk today of communication, when you talk of computer technology, we could have a whole lot of information on any topic. We are not bound or limited with information because as far as technology is concerned, it has opened the doors of information and knowledge. Now, informal communication channels. When we talk of informal communication channels, what ideally needs to be the focus? First and foremost, the members of the organization, the informal channel is developed. Why would we say informal communication channels? It makes up the shortcomings in the formal network, which is used in accomplishing the organizational goals. When I say it makes up the shortcomings in the formal network, what are we discussing? Every organization will have some or the other problems, issues or aspects which may not be effective, which may create barriers to communication. So, informal communication channels. It serves the needs of individuals whether or not these needs are the same as the goals of organization. See, I communicate with my subordinate. Ideally, what I communicate may not really serve the purpose, but the goal can be achieved. So, very often, networking, communicating is not with the intention of just putting it forward. It's with the intention of having a goal. But when you talk of informal communication channels, as we say, to satisfy various human needs of the members of the organization, the informal channel is developed. Say, if I need to communicate to a subordinate, or say, if a person at top management needs to communicate to a subordinate, then you break free all barriers and you relate and interact. Why? Because somewhere it is linked to the achievement of the goal. Thus, informal communication, though it is not mandatory that it has to be a part of an organization, but informal communication at times can actually help overcome the various shortcomings. When we talk of informal communication, it also means having a better rapport, making the situation a bit more relaxed while dealing with people in your organization. Great point. Great point is one very important aspect of any organization. What is great point? Great point messages, a type of serial communication but having additional properties that merit its separate consideration and do not follow formal lines. When we talk of great point, in simple words, it is rumor or gossip. Every organization, great point takes place. Ideally, it is said that great point takes place generally, when the morale is low, when probably people are not very enthusiastic, but it can vary. Grapevine can also take place as far as how the organization is doing. It's related to the company's image, maybe due to some losses, due to some personal aspects which have taken place in the organization. So, various aspects as far as grapevine is concerned. Often it is difficult to discover the source of the original message. As we said, it is a rumor or gossip. So it gets difficult to know where ideally that message has originated from. Which is why it is difficult to ascertain the truth or falsity. That means how would one really figure out whether that rumor or gossip is true or false? Where, what about the authenticity? How would we be able to know? The grapevine is an informal communication. Very important, it is informal communication of network within an organization. Research says that about 75% of the communication in grapevine is accurate. Why would this be the case? Because generally, as far as that rumor or gossip is concerned, it is in relation to, say, at that organization. Something exceptional about that organization. Something whereby people want to talk about it. And it's something which has just happened or taken place. So, research says that 75% of the communication in an organization could be grapevine. The grapevine, according to theorist Keith Davis, what does he feel? When there's great upheaval or change within an organization, then that could become a discussion, a topic. Maybe one person would relate to a group. Then from that group, another two people would relate to two other different groups. So it travels. As we said, a major change. Maybe the company has decided to probably, you know, it's recession time and ask 20 people to leave. So that can be quite a setback for a lot of people. It could be a major topic of discussion. It could be difficult for people to accept that since they've been working for a long period of time. So that's one aspect. The information is new and no one likes to spread old and well-known information. Of course, it has to be something which is the latest. It has nothing to do with something which was done few months or maybe few years back. More or less, grapevine is something which is the latest. Face-to-face communication is physically easy. Yes, when you are actually discussing a major change, for example, in the company, or when you're gossiping, there's always face-to-face communication which can explain the situation better. Keith Davis, a lively grapevine reflects the deep psychological need of people to talk about their jobs and their company as a central life interest. Without it, the company would literally be sick. Yes, it is very important that whatever you are going through, maybe it's your organization, that you talk. But how you communicate? Are you communicating with an intention for it to be a rumor or a gossip? Are you communicating with an intention whereby you want people to hear false views? Or are you genuinely discussing that topic and then thus it goes via to other people? A lot depends on you, your attitude and your approach. We wind up with chapter 7. Thank you